Time now for some listener comments, beginning today with some outrage over Seth Stevenson's satiric open letter to baseball's Roger Clemens. Stevenson is a Slate writer and rabid Red Sox fan. He said he can't forgive Clemens for his poor performance on the Boston team, which he left in 1996.
And because the trauma you put me through as a young, impressionable Red Sox fan has permanently stunted my emotional growth, I refer to a juvenile mindset whenever I see you, like I repeatedly call you fat.
That's Slate's Seth Stevenson, and here's what some of our listeners had to say. Appalling. Dribble. Not clever in any way. Listener Christy Wilson of Wichita, Kansas, noted that even Clemens' children were dragged into the story of incredibly bad taste. And Richard Barbara wrote to suggest that you might want to consider reporting on all the hack writers given airtime instead of providing a platform for them. Regarding the news that the Senate failed to move forward on a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage, David James of Niles, Michigan, wrote in with his opinion. America is supposed to be the land of the free, where people have choices, even if they aren't universally accepted. And Mr. James added this postscript, my wife and kids agree. And Lee O'Malley of Philadelphia notes that three Democrats and six Republicans crossed party lines on the vote over the amendment and wonders, who were they? Okay, Lee, here you go. Democrats in the yay column were Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Zell Miller of Georgia, and Ben Nelson of Nebraska. Republicans voting nay were Ben Nighthorse Campbell of Colorado, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, Susan Collins of Maine, John McCain of Arizona, Olympia Snow also of Maine, and John Sununu of New Hampshire. Lots of kudos from our listeners for Emily Yaffe. She writes Slate's Human Guinea Pig feature, and she shared with us her experiences competing for the title of Mrs. District of Columbia. Actually, she won by default since she was the only entrant. Sample comment from listener J.D. Massey. Go, girl. And finally, comments about the Unger Report, which aired on Monday and focused on those strange circles seen on actress Gwyneth Paltrow's back, the result apparently of cupping, a traditional Chinese medical technique. A few listeners missed the tongue-in-cheek and chided us for not providing a balanced view on this subject. And we got this interesting response from Neil Reisner of Hollywood, Florida.
How is it my very Bronx-born mother, my very Polish-born grandmother, were so familiar with the Yiddish idiom, helfen via teuten bunkus, roughly translated as, that'll help about as much as cupping a corpse? While cupping is an aspect of ancient Chinese medicine, it appears also to have been known in ancient Egypt by Hippocrates, and in Western medicine as recently as the 19th and even the 20th centuries, and also by generations of European grandmas. Neil Reisner, Hollywood, Florida.
And thanks for that bit of insight, Mr. Reisner. And thanks to all of you who wrote in. If you have a comment, question, complaint, correction, whatever, please write us. Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Put the word comment in the subject line and don't forget to include your name and where you live. Again, the address is daytoday@npr.org.